It's tabletop time.
I'm Dave, your narrator for today's adventure and the long-awaited episode 3 of Ragtag Part 2.
And I'm Rob. I'm playing the Magnificent, an elven magician who focuses in entertaining people on the hunt for revenge against a disgruntled patron of his.
I'm Mari. I am playing the witch Marina, who is cursed by herself, unfortunately, and loves the taste of children.
My name...
That was like the perfect music drop. Like, boom!
So evil.
Children.
My name is Jen and I'm playing Hops. I am your big friendly bear that likes to throw rocks at things.
And I am Jazza and I'm playing Rusty, who's a rusty adventurer who was once the Scarlet... Crimson Crusader. And he's become a jaded old man, but is going on an adventure again with his friend Hops to try and get the treasure they need to start their bar.
Yeah,
and
I love
get drunk every day.
Ever since you got that crit in that throw, that's all you've been saying about Hops. It's like Hops is a beard. He is a bear dad.
Yeah.
He is a dad, is. A loving father and husband who is trying to get the mead to create a tavern.
But that rock was pretty good.
I don't know what it's like to be a father, but I assume that when you do something that's really cool, you're very proud of that thing.
That's true.
I'm very proud. That I threw that rock, okay?
He's going to tell his kids right. All the time he nailed that small floating elf with a rock.
I think I confused you by calling your character the Scarlet Bow.
I think
you
so,
were incorrectly named the Scarlet Bow deliberately by a bard who was mocking you in a song in episode 1.
That's right. That's a deep cut there for the Ragtag fans.
If you haven't watched the first 4 episodes, the first Ragtag adventure, get involved.
Pretty good.
But for now, let's get involved in our current adventure because we left.
I personally, I'm enjoying the sequel more than the original.
Yeah, me too, actually. Because there's 4 of us. There's a fourth player. But you know what? We left on a pretty dramatic note, so we got to get back to that old
fee-fi-fo-fum.
Egad.
Because we've just entered a large and illuminated by a piercing beam of light from the outside world coming from high above, with a single tree growing wildly in this cavern, and a large beast has stood up from its slumber and begun to slowly trudge towards the adventurers at the entrance to the cavern.
Oh my god! Wait, in character. Oh my gosh!
Oh my god.
Which one?
I'm an atheist.
That's a big statement in a world of proven literal god.
I'm a sticker to the man kind of guy. He's still an atheist.
So I don't believe in you.
I don't exist.
God literally sculpts a mountain in front of him. It's like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, sure. Great magic trick, someone else.
Anyway. Okay. To start things off, can I please use Watchful Eye? Do you know what Watchful Eye does?
I have no idea what Watchful Eye does.
Okay. So as a fighter, my steely mean is Watchful Eye. I picked Watchful Eye. So I have advantage on insight checks made to determine hostile intent or predict violence, and your passive perception is up by 5. So
okay.
Can I predict if he is
may make an insight check to determine if he has violent intentions.
So 10, but I have advantage. Take 10.
Is he violent?
13.
A 13. Well, I'll make a little...
we're sneaking.
You can tell that he may... Your insight check tells you that at this stage a combat hasn't started and it's not assured, but he does seem like a violent... Oh, well, actually, you know what? His predisposition doesn't seem towards instant violence, but he does seem a bit stupid and hungry, and he's coming towards you.
I also believe he's currently snacking on a person. Am I correct?
It does seem he's eating kind of like he's a bit like an English noble from 1890. He seems to be eating a mummy. Yeah, so he's eating some like it's not a fresh corpse. It's an old body that
like
he's
jerky,
found. He's eating old man jerky.
Sure.
So we're not doing initiative or anything at this point.
Not at this stage.
Okay,
I get that. It's a bit tough.
I would like to, while there is a group around me, sort of that I can mask myself behind and duck. I want to duck sort of behind and around and use my tan and mossy colored cloak.
So you'd like to make a hide action while being directly perceived. That's fine. Yeah.
I actually want to sneak away and camouflage. I want to...
So that's taking the hide action.
Yep.
So make a stealth check.
Okay. Is that with my camouflage stealth?
Yeah, you get an expertise dice because you're trying to blend into the environment, provided you're keeping perfectly still.
11.
I'll be making a perception check. I'm just opening my monstrous menagerie.
Did you roll your expertise dice?
No, I didn't. I get it. Thank you. I get an extra thing. Thank you, Jen. That's an extra four. Yeah. Make 15. That a 15.
That's much more relevant. Hey, guess what, guys? You know what's really cool? Is in Level Up, they do something that there isn't actually in the 5e books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically, you guys have looked at this creature. You got a 15 to hide. Mm-hmm. I'll roll the check on that. To see if it works, but you won't know the outcome for this. Okay. And you guys, would anyone like to try and work out what this is?
Yes.
Someone can make, just one person?
There's no
a
way.
A history or a nature check.
I'll make that nature check. That is a 17.
Ooh. So you recognize this creature as a cyclops, another legendary beast often found in caves, caverns. They're fearsome, large, one-eyed giants, but you know that they're simple and that they're not always hostile, but they generally don't respond well to creatures that move or talk quickly. Ooh. So they're dim-witted. And they find it very, they get very agitated when they can't like follow the flow of what's going on. So if you are to attempt to avoid combat, you will need to do so by sort of slowing down your thoughts and movements and stuff, which is complicated by the fact that you're in a wild magic field. But anyway, cool.
A wild magic field?
Yeah.
What's magic about it?
Everything. The air is magic. Yeah,
if we cast a spell, that might cascade.
Also, it's affecting your perception of reality as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Everyone, if we don't want to anger it, speak slowly like you're talking to Puddle or Rusty. Speaking of, are you trying to hide behind us, Rusty?
I'm sneaking.
Make a perception check. With advantage, because you know he was there.
He was always also in front of me.
So you rolled like a...
No, that's not true.
You duck behind you.
Check yourself.
That's a 19.
A 19. You'd see him immediately. Oh. He's like hiding beneath his cloak behind you, kneeling on the ground.
I'm like crouched on the ground.
He is well hidden. Like, he's done a good job, but you saw him do it.
Do I seem perceived by the cyclops?
You can't know that. He's slowly trudging towards the group.
Yeah, I'm not going to call him out. Like... Rusty, what are you doing? But, like, out of the corner of my mouth.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's got one eye, right? So I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to move behind the group and around sort of the distance,
mm-hmm.
the perimeter, to sort of get away while the group is in his focus.
I also love that my miniature is, in fact, shushing everyone.
Yeah.
And what are the rest of you doing?
Hops is going to put his big bare hand in the air and wave and say, hello.
Okay. And
I am practicing card tricks. And if I've noticed this cyclops, I'm probably just going to say into any of their heads telepathically, just kill it and be done with it.
Oh.
So,
did you say that to the cyclops?
In the duration that you have been doing this, the cyclops is going to meet the distance between you and just walk up to you. So it's within, it'll stand. It'll actually come to a halt 10 foot away from you. So about one character space between you. You're well within the reach of its club, but it's, it's not adjacent to you. It's not walking up in it. It's not getting close enough that you feel like it's looming over you.
Yeah.
And it comes close. You make a perception check. Magnificent. Ooh.
It's just this one?
Actually, wisdom insight.
Ooh. Okay. With reading emotion?
Yes. You have expertise, that's fine.
12, 2, plus 1.
15? 15. You can tell its eye, like, is flitting about. It seems to have, like, cataracts covering it. and it's twisting its ear a little bit towards you, as if it's listening more than it's watching. But it seems to be like getting agitated at the sound of your cards ruffling, like doing card tricks.
I gently
slow down,
stop, and then into Hops's head, I'll say, "Speak up. I think it's hard of hearing and potentially blind."
Hello.
Who goes there?
Oh, my name is Hops. This is Mags. Marina. Rusty. I point over to kind of where Rusty, I think, probably really? Is, but he's no longer there. So I'm like, Rusty.
Oh, where I was.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Its head.
Oh, its head turns towards where Rusty roughly was, like where you've just been moving through. It clearly doesn't have a perfect bead on you, and its head scans around.
I am Grumps.
Hello, Grumps. Is this your grove?
This tree makes nice apples and nicer little rodents that eat them.
Wonderful. Well, we wouldn't want to take any of your time. You enjoy your apples. We're just going to head around the tree and go nowhere near it.
Are you perhaps going into the labyrinth?
The labyrinth. Yes.
Oh, shame. You seem rather nice, but I have to kill things going into the labyrinth.
As I hear him say that,
mm-hmm.
and having made my way across the room a bit, I've started knocking two arrows.
Okay. I'll make a perception check for that. Hearing. He doesn't notice.
You have to kill us. That's awful. Surely not.
Make a perception check. A persuasion check. That's a pretty weak argument, but we'll see.
No, nah.
What did you get?
21.
A 21?
Oh. I didn't think about it.
Surely we're not worth the effort. You seem very happy sitting over here with your snack.
I have done this job dutifully for a very long time.
Really? With no holiday, no time off?
It would feel good to be naughty.
Oh, being naughty is always the best.
Perhaps I could just kill one of you.
We all look at the dog.
Don't you? I rotate like my arrows towards whoever's looking at Puddle.
You hear the stressed and strained breathing of Puddle. But he seems to be moving at a slow pace that the Cyclops is quite content with.
Just one of us, you say? Well, how about Rusty? We don't like him very much. I think he's just back in the tunnel. He'd be very easy to get in there.
I can't fit in the tunnel, so it'll have to be someone else.
Rusty, do you want to come a little bit closer out of the tunnel?
And I...
readying the thing.
Pull back two arrows.
Oh, what if... I have a friend who's very good at spells. What about magic?
You seem attached to your friends. And I like the way you speak. How about you give me something of value? We put on a bit of a show, make it seem, you know, like we've all been bruised a little bit, and then I let you move past my defeated form into that which you seek.
I look over to the Magnificent, knowing that, like, you've mentioned multiple times about putting on shows.
I don't think that's the kind of show he's referring to.
It's still a show regardless.
Hobbs is like, great idea, magic show.
Yeah, magic show, yeah.
I will not be play fighting with this thing.
Oh.
I think you will be.
If I want to, like, peek over to the tree. Are there any apples actually growing on it currently?
Let's just get you to make a perception check.
That's a 12.
You can spot one on a high up branch.
Do I reckon... Does Hops think that he could make cider right now?
No. It takes too long to make cider. Okay. You got to let it ferment.
Okay.
I continue to pull back two arrows. Can I ask you, can some of this stuff stack? So, like, because we're not technically in combat yet, right?
Yes.
But I have accuracy bonus and accuracy reserve, which are based on basically being ready and...
Yeah. You can have them both.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, basically, I want to use those two and my double shot.
It uses a bonus action to do the accuracy bonus.
Yeah.
Does it say bonus action?
It doesn't actually.
Have a look.
When you make
a weapon attack, you can use your reaction. Okay, so you can use your reaction and your bonus. Yeah, you can combine it all. You can use one of the ones that uses a bonus action, one of the ones that uses your reaction.
And then the double shot.
Which uses your bonus action, shot. Yep.
Awesome.
Okay. You won't get surprise.
No.
Because he's aware of you, but you will definitely get the shot off and then roll initiative if that's what you're planning on doing.
Yeah. I'm just holding it and I'm just like, it's hard to, it's still a very strong bow from back in the glory days. So this is actually...
It's a mastercrafted bow.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm in an older frame. So I'm like, just holding it, just waiting for if this is, you know, the right time to let go.
So you require a gift?
Yes.
And a show.
Oh.
Well, yes. How about some music?
Make a persuasion check.
Don't you dare.
16.
Oh, my persuasion. God.
Plus 2.
Oh,
so 18.
Oh, no.
I have not heard music for decades. That would be a suitable gift.
Okay. So if anyone's watched episode 1 of Ragtag, Hops has a recorder. And he's going to pull out his recorder and he's going to play it.
Make a performance check.
Great. Or 18. plus 2. So it's a 20.
Do you have expertise?
No.
Okay, so you got a 20. Okay.
I think I crit this last time as well.
All right.
These aren't destiny rolls. This is his defensive rolls. Yep. So, yeah, him rolling a 3 against that 20. Okay, go
Hops
for
plays.
It.
Hops plays the recorder.
Yes. Yes, furry man. Play. Play.
My God, he's really kicking off.
And he starts bobbing up and down. He's sort of dancing like a toddler where he's just letting his knees buckle slightly and like bobbing his mass up and down.
Waving the mummy like a maraca.
I've hired a bunch of morons.
That was excellent.
That's it. Thanks.
Your gift has brought a tear to my eye.
Mine too.
What is happening?
You've just watched Hops play his recorder, which was his child's recorder that he took as a keepsake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. The gift has been given and my heart has been lifted. Now all that remains is I perform some facsimile of my job.
That's an odd word for him to have used,
yeah,
given that fax machines... Well, anyway, I'm sure facsimile existed before the fax machine, but he's a very smart... With 8 intelligence, he's got a good vocabulary.
Come again?
There must be some minor to moderate bludgeoning.
Well, if it's a fight you want, and then Hops puts his axe on his shoulders, let's do it.
Oh, that looks rather sharp and dangerous.
Oh no. I threw a rock at this guy, and he's fine. You'll be fine.
We could fight for a while if you would wish, and it bloodied us both up. Or perhaps I could just hit you all once, and you can all hit me once.
I kind of look around at the group and like...
I, the party, holding... I'm starting to... sweat, and I'm just like, I mouth like, me first.
How about I take the hit for everyone?
No, I can't have it be that I was bested by a single scrawny little thing. No, it must have been a fight for the ages for my bosses to hear about this. I would hate to be fired.
I mouth to the group. Fire. Like, I'm waiting for the go-ahead, because I've been reckless before.
Well, I'm kind of worried you might kill us. Well, them.
I pinky promise I won't kill anyone. After all, you provided me with such wonderful music.
I have sensitive skin. I don't take punches very well.
Hops kind of puffs his chest out and takes a step forward and says, "Oh, okay, me first."
If he hits me, you will be losing half of your fee.
There is a clip in that one's voice that makes my blood race.
Ah, telepathically.
Yes, and Rob. Yes, and. Okay, so. Yeah.
I stand up and let him. Bonk me on the head.
So I shall swing first and then you? Oh, that does not seem sporting. You can swing first, little one.
Okay.
I how you're little one.
he is massive.
Yeah. I'm not going to hit him with my axe because I feel like that's...
He's going to hit you with a giant club.
Club's different though. It hasn't got a pointy bit on
it. It's the size of you.
Still.
Okay.
Hit him with the flat of the axe.
Yeah, because I'm near... Am I near his feet?
You can walk up to him.
Yep. I'm going to take the back of my axe.
A little wobble out of the way. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to also move out of the way.
And I'm going to take the hilt of the axe and, like, the stub his toe with it. The
magician's, like, tiptoe backwards.
Okay.
But not hard. Like, I'm trying to... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you make an attack roll.
Cool. Is that a non-improvised weapon?
No, just make your regular axe roll.
3 plus 6, so 9.
You miss.
Great. Oh, well, you tried, little one. My turn.
Oh, you have two. You have multi-attack. You're a fighter, so you get a second attack.
Even worse.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3 and then I rolled a 2.
And he swings at you.
Oh, dear.
I had to get the 20 on the performance, sorry.
He gets an 18 to hit.
Oh, that's 18 as well. So he hits.
He hits.
Yep.
He does 20 bludgeoning damage. So this massive club swings down, which you reduce by 3. And you could also gain some temp hit points with your bonus action prior to getting hit by a club, perhaps using your bearkin.
Is that bonus?
Yeah, your bearkin thing is use your bonus action. You gain temp hit points equal to your strength modifier.
Oh, okay.
So you gain 4 temp hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take 20, which is reduced by 3 by your armor feat because you have heavy armor master. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you would then take a total of 13 actual health damage.
And no temp anymore.
Yeah, no temp anymore. Yeah, cool. We'll just mark that off as used. You use that proficiency mod times per day.
Cool.
So this massive club swings down and Hops weathers the blow really well. The ground like sort of cracks and slides out from underneath Hops, who puts up his body and just takes the bulk of it.
Oh, very good, little one. I didn't hear bones crunch, but I hear flesh bruise. That will look good. I have done well. Now who's next?
With my knowledge of the arcane and wild magic in here, do I know if wild shaping would set off anything? Because it's more shifting, but...
Yeah, no, I'm going to say that will not. It's not technically a spell. So wild shape won't set it off.
Okay. And so take one very tentative step forwards and go,
it's so we can enjoy the taste. It's so we can be a hero.
So we can enjoy the taste.
Oh, I'm not going to enjoy this. I just quickly change my form into a crocodile.
Okay. So we have a crocodile, Minnie. Oh, boy. We have a giant crocodile.
So while Marina is wild shaping, I want to take a step back in front of Magnificent. And I'd hope that Hops is pretty big, like mm-hmm. that I could stand in front of him and you wouldn't know that he's behind me. And with my bare hand, I'm going to go behind my back and kind of like tell you to like run.
Bare hand.
Okay. And I'm going to basically curl up like a very scared armadillo.
Ooh, the tiny beautiful woman turns into a strange crocodilian.
Big word.
Do you actually say a big word?
That. I don't say
okay,
that.
No,
don't
you can. That. Okay.
I bat my eyes.
you don't have eyelids anymore. No, do crocs have eyelids?
They do. Yeah.
He's no longer interested now that you're a crocodile.
Would you like to take the first blow, crocky lady?
Sort of not.
Okay, so you're not going to attack first. You're going to let him hit you.
Yep.
What's your AC? 12 versus AC.
13. Unless the crocodile is higher, which it might be.
It might be lower.
Yeah, well, 13 is...
Is base. Your AC, but yeah. you don't...
I use 13 unless the crocodile is higher.
Oh, do you not... Even in your wild shape form, do you keep 13 minimum? Okay, well, then he misses no matter what.
That's cool.
Hey.
He swings and his club hits the ground, kind of beguiled by your changing of shape. He got missed. He missed.
Fair is fair. One swing for me. I missed thee, maiden. Your turn.
I look actually confused, even as a crocodile.
Yep.
And so I'm just going to run up and, like, clobber him with my tail and just get out of there.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
That would be... I'm assuming it would be a strength attack based off the crocodile.
Yeah, so it'll be whatever the crocodile stats are, so I'll grab crocodile for you. You just make an attack roll with its stats.
Cool, and with proficiency, that's a 15 without...
Crocodile, 15 will hit. Crocodile, we're getting there. Crocodile. You have an attack of plus 4 to hit, plus... Yeah, I think you just use the animal's stats, for wild shape.
Yeah.
So you have plus 4 to hit.
So 16.
16. You do 1d10 plus 2 piercing, which we'll call bludgeoning.
Cool. 6 damage.
Whoa, little pointy bits. Tickle the skin. Your walloping was fair, lady.
I just scamper out of there.
Okay, so what happens with the Magnificent?
I love that.
I'm just looking up something. Perhaps... Rusty first.
I'm like I'm just holding my bow pull, just like...
Rusty, where are you?
You are... Maybe you have to go find him.
That seems hardly sporting.
Hop shrugs. Does he walk off?
No.
Damn it.
He starts looking around. He'll make a perception check.
Oh! Oh, there you are. I hear your sweat drip from your body.
He crit, by the way, on that perception check.
Yeah, that was a 20.
Yeah. Yes, I come.
And he starts plodding over to Rusty.
Yay!
Great. While he's doing that...
Do you do anything before he reaches you?
I start to talk and say...
I'm sorry, I'm simply shy. Do you mind if I go first?
Yes.
I like it. I let go.
Are you putting everything into it?
Yeah.
Okay, make your roll, attack roll. So your first shot's going to have all your benefits.
Okay. So I'll roll twice and pick the highest and then add the other stuff.
So you don't have advantage. So you roll once.
But multi-attack?
It's added to your first weapon attack. So you actually, you pump it all in and spend it prior to knowing if you hit or not.
Okay.
So
I'm confused. Yeah, I'm going to struggle with this one because I'm not good at...
No, so it's just if you want to use the abilities, you use them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And it goes into your first attack. Can I have a quick look?
Oh, I see. Because we're not fighting him. We're just trying to get through this.
No. So when you make a weapon attack, you can use your reaction to gain the damage. So it's if you hit, you can add the bonus damage. And the hunter, what was the other one you wanted to do?
I've got double shot. Look, I'm holding two arrows.
So yeah, you
I'm
got
not
a double shot.
I'm not going to cancel that out.
Okay. So the double shot is double shot. You knock two arrows, launching both at the same time. The next range attack uses two missiles. On a hit, you do extra damage. So that one is you roll one dice. You don't roll two dice. It just does more damage.
Okay.
So roll. It may not hit.
Okay.
It does hit. You're definitely hitting with that.
Cool. So that plus... So that's 17.
You definitely hit.
Oh,
so now we do damage. Would you like to use your reaction to pump more damage into it?
I think, fuck it, why not?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Are you using one use of accuracy bonus or two?
I think because I've lined up all these things to add to the attack.
Remember, this is long rest, though, so you won't get them back.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's just letting you know.
Yep, I think I'll just go for it because he's...
Are you maxing it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do...
Instincts take me
Holy shit. You do 2d8 plus 3d6 plus mod.
Whoa.
2d8. Nice.
That's plus 3d6.
I love that rangers can actually be like Legolas now and do all this stuff.
Okay, cool. Plus mod meaning...
Plus your 4 from dex, okay, cool. Yeah.
So that's 13?
13.
Plus... 6.
So 19 plus 4.
Plus 4.
23 damage.
Two arrows.
Where do you aim?
For the eye. He wanted to make it look like a proper fight.
Your two arrows just sink straight into his eye.
It was a good thing I was already blind, you little shit.
And he uses Big Wind Up as a reaction because he's really mad.
Oh, my goodness.
What have I done?
What have you done?
18 to hit, which just hits you, I think. So with an 18.
Rude little Rusty, I see why they don't like you.
And he does 16, 21 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
That one hurt, did it, little one? We'll have another!
No!
And the next one misses.
He swings and misses with the next one.
And I duck out of the way, I'm like,
no, one each. You don't cheat your own game.
So why are there two arrows in my eye?
Well, there was still one swing.
He reaches up, pulls the arrows out. There's like a little spray of eye juice that comes out.
Ow.
I don't like you, Rusty. All right, there's one more, okay. I believe. I won't hit the little doggy.
So can I do something that is concurrent to what just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool. while he ran off to Rusty, I would like to use Trickster's Veil, which is part of my heritage, which allows me to disguise self once per long rest.
Okay. And what are you going to disguise self as?
Myself, but heavily injured.
Okay. I would like you to roll a D8.
I can see one issue with this.
Actually, you roll a D10. It's a D10.
He's blind, Rob.
He still did it.
I'm still doing it. So D10?
This is before you shot him in the eye.
I got a 1. Is that a 1 or a 10?
Okay, you rolled a 1. So as soon as you cast, there is a...
It's not a cast. It's a costume.
What?
It's a costume.
Trickster's... But you said you cast Disguise Self.
Yeah, but it allows me to use it as a charisma base because I'm acting. That's
still a spell, though. Wait,
you got to go to Trickster's Veil, which is on page 48, which is a costume as part of my, I think it's my circus folk.
Okay.
Oh, there's no way that's a spell.
What?
So Disguise Self is a spell.
Yeah, but what page was it?
48.
48. So if it says it gains the effect...
I wouldn't cast magic. That would be silly. I know not to do that.
Well, no,
I think it would be a
costume.
It doesn't
mean it's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, maybe you want to.
You
do
can
that.
Cast Disguise Self once per long rest. Your spellcasting abilities. This says nothing about it being a costume.
Spell.
Tricks as well. You can cast Disguise Self once per long rest.
Oh, I thought it was like inherent. Why would a circus folk do magic?
Jim Gabblehammer, go on.
It is done.
And we're not backtracking because you've already rolled. That's fine. And as soon as you cast it, it's like this explosion of light just flows through the air as a spell takes effect. And like a dandelion being blown, all of your hair just goes poof off your body and rains down to the sky, rains down to the ground. Except it's not just you. It's all of you.
Oh, Hobbs. I have a question. I currently don't have any hair. Am I affected?
That's not
no,
true.
No, it's only... You do have some hair. You've got a headache. Like,
you got a crocodile. You got an epic mop.
Oh, you're a crocodile. No.
Oh, my God.
You escaped it.
Oh, my God.
Safe.
Sorry.
Hops is a giant fucking naked mole rat.
Yes. There's just this sudden... and everyone's hair just blows out and falls to the ground.
I was like, oh, that sucks for the magnificent...
I just pictured like ha, ha!
And the entire room is obscured with a cloud of bear hair as it slowly falls to the ground.
Alright, we needed art of puzzle. We need art of this.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, cool. So then I would like to...
And the only person who doesn't notice this is you, because you disguise self and the magical disguise has hair, but you barely notice this of blonde hair coming out of your disguise self, but when you go back out of it, you'll have no hair.
I hate you so much right now.
Okay, so I've cast a spell. I'm going to use Quick Step, which is a part of the wizard thing, which means that every time I cast a spell, I can teleport 15 feet.
I won't call that a second spell.
It's not a second
spell. It's part of your spell. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to keep rolling on these wild magic effects.
Sure you do.
I just have to ask out of character.
Yeah.
Is this a real life effect or is this an illusion that we've all lost our head?
Wouldn't you love to know?
I would, because if it's real, I want to run upstairs and get Alicia to quickly make some portrait doctors.
It's real. You all have no hair.
Okay, I'll be back in a second.
So just in case we want to use this is Jazz has just gone to do stuff, but we just, while he's gone, wanted to share with you all a little something special, which was what a bear looks like without hair.
Oh, buddy. He's like a giant bat.
Did you roll for this effect? Or
yeah,
this
he Rob rolled on it, on the table. Buddy. This is on the table.
Oh, my God.
And we have naked portraits. Well, not naked, hairless. We have hairless portraits.
I mean, some of us
that
naked,
was such
so.
A crazy aside to have you all scurrying
we
off.
We just took a 40-minute detour to roleplay to make sure we could... properly switch the production value with the grandeur of what's happening in this.
All because of a random table in Level Up 5e's book for their encounters.
Yeah, we were discussing it like while we weren't recording, like Because Rob was like, how did you make that up on the spot? Dev was like, I didn't.
I have to, like, really kudos. And I, like, genuinely, I don't bother with random encounter tables in D&D because they're... So these random encounter tables, personally, are really good.
Yeah.
The ones in like the core books for 5e so boring. Yeah. Even your robe of useful items, it has like 10 options and like 3 of them are just 300 gold.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's a slight segue, but it's a worthwhile one. And I'm curious, the random, because we've rolled a few now and they all have felt great in roleplay. What was the specific thing you rolled when we were journeying through the caves and we met that?
The old man.
Oh, the old man encounter?
Yeah.
That was a social encounter that it said it was like a strange old villager who is searching for something important to him.
That's great. And that then you just fill in a few of those gaps, looking for a wedding band, gave him a sort of a race or species-y thing.
Yeah.
And we had an interesting... Oh, it was so cool.
Well, anyway, due to the strange environment, I had to make him a strange character because why would there just be... So I'm like, he's a weird plain touch person with a magic rope. He clearly has more going on behind the scenes than you're aware of, but...
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
Poof. Back in.
Hair floats to the ground. Hair
everywhere.
So what are you doing there?
My head turns to Hops like...
Your beard drops out.
My beard drops with it.
How long have you grown the beard?
Like 20 years. I look at Hops like, Hops, you look awful.
Oh, brother.
So I'm now injured looking and hairless, but...
No, your illusion isn't hairless.
Illusion isn't hairless. So having cast that spell, I use quick step to go in the recent path of his swinging club and scream at the top of my lungs and fall to the ground.
Okay. So you're going to teleport behind him over here.
Yep.
He never turned around.
Is that
around.
A spell? Does that trigger something else?
That's an ability that is part of his wizard's up. Oh my God. Why did we not talk about how wizards are actually fun? I cannot believe how cool building a wizard is in this system. I hate being a wizard. I chose to be a wizard. I've been a wizard for a year in my campaign. It is the worst class I've ever played. It is so boring. All you have is your spells and you never use them because you're worried about running out of spell slots. Sorry, did you say you teleported 15 feet when you cast? Do you do that when you cast every spell?
Yep.
You teleport. I'd like you to make a deception check.
Can I do performance acting?
In this instance, yes.
+3, +4, +7, and 18.
Okay.
Oh, looks like I did hit something after all, but strange. No. I didn't feel anything on my club.
I'm quite frail, but damn, you've got a good hit.
Do I? Is this true, Rusty Eye Stabber?
Yes, you actually do.
It was very uncomfortable.
Can you all confirm that I did hit this rascally fast one?
Oh, you knocked all the hair off his head.
One more blow and he will fall to pieces. Like a wisp of hair.
Well, I trust in all of your honesty, except for Rusty. He is a little prick. So, if you say that I hit the other one, I hit the other one.
Good hit and good character judgment.
He looks messed up.
So, in that case...
I look
case,
at Hobbs like, yeah, he looks messed up.
I'm just like...
In that case, you must take your strike upon me, injured one.
This'll be good.
I'm not generally very physical, but...
Make an attack roll.
What's my attack roll?
-3.
I'll tell you what it is. So it'll be it's strength or dex, because it's unarmed, so it's +1, plus... Do you even get proficiency with unarmed strikes? I'll give it to you. Fuck it. You get +4. +4. Yeah. He's got a thing for that.
Hey,
so you hit, and you do, as it's punches and it relies on strength, you do 1 damage for an unarmed strike, plus your strength modifier.
So I do nothing.
You do 0 damage.
Cool, cool.
Your hand weakly hits him, and he says,
a punch to match the sound of your voice, little one.
Yes, it's not quite as deep and... voluminous as yours.
Okay, we have reached an accord. The deal has been struck, the beautiful music played, and aside from the toothpicks in my ball of an eye, all seems fair. I, on this instance, can overlook the remainder of my responsibility and say that you bested me. Go on, adventurers, into the labyrinth.
Why? Yay. Thank you.
Everyone turns around and there's a crocodile, like, cheap animation. Thank you.
I called out some stuff before, which was incorrect. I was thinking of, like, D&D 5e. It's what I play a lot. When I called out your druid wild shape and some of the abilities and how that works, Murray has corrected me while we were paused and explained how wild shape works in level up 5e. Mm-hmm. And my response to that was, okay, we're switching our campaign to this. Druids are my number one bugbear, biggest problem in 5e. They are the most overpowered class at early levels. They have so many broken things. And this wild shape fixes all of that.
That's so cool.
So an example is at level one with 8 HP, a druid can transform into a bear that has 37 health. When they're killed as a bear, they just transform back into a druid. They can do that twice per short rest. So you have to add a total of 80 HP, and they get multi-attack, into the encounter that they can just tank. So they can tank. When you're thinking your fighter has like 12 health or something, 13 health, they have 90 health.
This is in traditional
D&D. Yeah. This gives 10 hit points based on the multiplier of your level in theirs. It's really cool. Gives you more health, but ugh.
White more balanced.
Excellent. Random question, pandering here. My inspo is inspo on outwitting someone without deception or persuasion.
Ooh.
See, the problem is you've earned it twice. There are two times I would have given it to you. You've already got inspiration. You can't hold more than one. So you all have it still.
All good.
Yeah.
Okay. The mark there.
It was good. And what was yours? Getting
defiance.
Oh, you have to take a critical hit, right? To get yours.
I think so. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Let's not waste any more time.
That juicy looking apple that's on the tree.
Time spent is not time wasted, Rusty. Enjoy the frivolity with your companions while you can. Such times come to an end eventually.
Ah, a nihilist. I should have gotten to know him better.
It's when you score a crit against a creature larger than you, or death saving throw, or openly defy a powerful being, or succeed in taking a risk with long odds. I don't think you've done any of those, really, so far.
Cool. I lead the way and stand at the opening of the entrance to the...
While walking over there, I'm going to sidle up to Hops and say... My.
Are you still a crocodile?
Yes.
You look awful, dear.
You're just holding like a couple clumps of hair, like...
Do you have any glue? Honey?
Tar.
Anything?
I'm gonna limp up to them through the door, even though I'm not actually... I'm gonna keep performing. Until we're out of sight.
Yeah, no worries. So you're at the door. Someone got +5 to their passive perception. That's using me. An ability. What is your current passive perception?
My current passive perception is 10, so it makes 15.
As you look at the cracked open door, you spot the telltale signs of pressure plates.
Oh, be careful, guys. You don't want to activate those.
Cool.
Great. There's a juicy-looking apple on the tree. Do you reckon I can piff it down from here?
You'd have to hit it with something to get it off the tree.
I pick up a rock.
Okay, make an athletics check.
Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
19 plus 7.
You hit and it drops to the ground.
Great, I take it.
So you're heading up to the tree?
Yeah.
And we've got an apple.
As you stand next to the tree, you see a large treasure chest at its base, which has firmly worn in butt marks on it.
How heavy does it
Very.
Look?
It looks heavy. Like, it's basically as big as a human.
Okay. I attempt to lift it. Can I use my expertise dice because I got lifting?
Yes, of course. Make a strength. Just raw strength for this. No skill.
Oh, no no lifting?
Do we all see this?
You have lifting. Okay, strength, special. Athletics, lifting. Sure.
Greedy old bear.
8 plus 7.
15.
Yeah.
You strain, and there's a bunch of groan, like straining and groaning, and you get one end lifted off the ground. But you actually have a racial proficiency to lift things as if you're one size larger than you, like a Goliath. So you manage to heft this thing up into your arms.
Excuse me, that is my house deposit.
Where is everyone else?
At the entrance? The door. You're all at the door.
Okay.
Run for it! I run with the chest into the labyrinth.
You gotta make
it. Oh, no! What's your movement speed?
30 feet.
It moves faster than you.
That's fine.
He's going to intercede you. So are you guys running into the labyrinth?
Yeah, we're in.
Do you just bolt it?
Wait.
So you don't have time to wait. This is happening. Okay, so what are you doing?
We're in.
You just run in?
Yep. We're in there.
You all just sprint in?
Yep.
I imagine I would have picked up the apple first.
So the three of you sprint in, you sprint after. A Cyclops is going to catch you at the door.
I'll stand in the doorway and watch.
Okay. The two of you make dexterity saving throws as soon as you run in and run across the pressure plates in the room that Hops called out.
Who's you?
Sorry, I shouldn't. Murina and Rusty, who both ran into the room, both make dexterity saving throws.
Okay. Murina, yours is a crocodile. Does that change anything?
No, I use my own stats. Unless the
I think it's you use your intelligence, the three int stats, but you use the physical stats of the creature.
So this is just the plus dex modifier.
I'll just double check for you. It's a dexterity saving throw. It's in a different section. It's actually next to your dexterity stat.
Oh, yeah, cool. 10.
A 10. That will be a fail. Okay, so you use the game statistics, except hit points and hit dice. You keep your intelligence, wisdom, and charisma, but you keep the creature's physical stats.
Wait.
Okay.
Does the tick box for proficiency add... Oh, wait, no, that's already added.
Yeah.
Okay. Bummer.
All right, so I got a 13 plus whatever the crocodile has.
So you sprint in and Murina successfully passes the saving throw as a crocodile, because as you waddle in and you clap your long body across the floor, it triggers off the traditional arrows flying through holes in the walls, and they're just above your head height. You're like a crocodile silting across the ground. You still get hit with a few that clip the top of your body, so you take half damage, and I rolled 13 damage. So you'll take 6 damage. Rusty takes 13 damage. And you're standing in the doorway, and Jazza, that was magnificent, is standing in the doorway. Jazza, can you move Hops? Well, actually, you're going to move at half speed carrying this giant chest. So you're going to move 15 feet. So you basically moved near that rock. He's not nearly going to get that far.
Like here?
Even close. Less. Yeah. Less.
Like here.
Like there. And then the Cyclops next to him.
Next to him.
And roll initiative, Hops.
19.
Okay. So you go first.
Do I roll?
Yeah, you can roll. You are at the door. All right, so both of you will be first, but you've already moved as your first action. You can make an action, though.
Going to double move.
Double move, so move another 15.
Yeah.
Cyclops is still going to catch up, so move another similar distance forward and move the Cyclops next to when... Well, actually, that'll happen on the Cyclops' turn, but it's going to happen no matter what, so it's fine. Yep. Leave it there. Your turn, Magnificent.
I'm sorry if this fucks up.
So hang on, you're in the doorway.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm already naked. I would like to
cast dead weight on its club.
You'd like to cast dead weight on its club. Okay, what's the spell?
Dead weight.
So I don't know how that spell works. It's a new spell.
Okay, the target's object's weight is greatly increased. Any creature holding the object must succeed on a strength saving throw or drop it. A creature which doesn't drop the object has disadvantage on attack rolls until the start of the next turn as it figures out the object's new balance.
Okay, and is that just automatic? No saving? Oh, that's a strength saving throw. I'll drop it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have any effects to actually casting? Like, it's not an attack roll or a...
Oh, wait, no, I need range touch. Fuck that, I don't do that.
Oh, you have to touch the object.
Oh, God, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm just going to watch.
Okay.
So really? Just run in and tap the bloody...
You could run up, touch it, and then...
Teleport back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
So you run up.
Come on, do the cool thing.
Touch it, and you teleport 15 feet away as soon as the spell takes effect.
Yeah.
So this is the strength save. That's probably... What's the DC?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's easily going to pass because it's a Cyclops. It's an 18. That's going to be high. Your spell casting DC is the difficulty they'll need to check. It should be 14. So your easy passes, but he still has disadvantage on his next attack.
Yeah. Also, the last paragraph there. So he succeeded at not dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
If he attempts to push, pull, or lift the object, he needs to succeed on a strength check.
Or else he drops it again. Okay, that's cool. But we do have now... can you roll a D10 for me on the wild magic table?
Woo-hoo! Come on! Come
you cast
on!
The spell, magnificent.
Is that a reroll?
That's cocked, yeah.
Reroll.
Fuck. 7.
Come on.
The spell's effects are doubled. Ooh. Roll a D4 on a 1.
The
it
spell
affects you.
He casted.
Yep. 2. A 2. Okay. So what I'm going to say with that spell's effects being doubled is it takes such effect that the Cyclops just can't lift his club. So he even though he passed the save, he can't pick it up.
Yeah.
So it drops to the ground.
Nice.
So in that case, he actually doesn't come as far. You can't believe you're stealing his life savings.
That's my house to bust.
I need my brewery, okay? I'm sorry.
That's half mine.
He throws a rock at you instead.
Oh, good move. I like, yeah, nice.
With his ranged attack.
He's blind.
Yes, that's why I'm rolling with disadvantage. which means he gets a 13. So a rock just flies past you and hits the roar.
Yep.
You guys are assholes. I just want to let you know that.
It was such a gentle
You guys
giant.
Are terrible. Next turn. All right, Hops, you're up first.
Yeah, double move.
Double move.
Yep.
So you're going to be clear to run into the building.
Great.
You can make a dex saving throw with disadvantage.
I took that spell too. So happy.
Nice.
Yeah, 6, flat 6.
So you fail.
Yep.
Disadvantage because you're so slow and heavy, by the way. You take 7 piercing damage, which you can reduce by 3 with heavy armor
blaster.
Is this
through the arrows?
You're through the arrows.
Okay,
he's
so
in.
They're through the hallway.
Magnificent.
I follow.
You just bought piss bolt. Okay.
And we leave behind... The
destitute ogre.
The Cyclops.
That is so sad.
Just the
I hadn't talked to anyone.
Oh, no! Doesn't he feel bad?
You did this.
And they took everything I had.
Even his last bloody apple.
I hate you.
Well...
So you run deeper. I'm going to roll for his move. Cyclopses, I think, are easily angered.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I think
speaking
that's what
too
you
quickly,
said.
Pisses him off.
I'm going to cry now.
Well, there's one thing for it then.
And behind you, you see the Cyclops lean into the entranceway and just start grabbing masonry and ripping the doorway out of the wall and collapsing the tunnel. And as you run around the bend in the labyrinth, he completely buries the entrance to the labyrinth, so no one can get out.
Good luck. I see you've got an apple to live on for the next 100 years.
And there you go. Karma. We're rich.
Wow. So,
just wait till you see what's in the chest.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think that's the end of this episode.
Yeah, that'll be it for this one.
The next one, we're going to reveal the amazing labyrinth. Yep. So join us for the next episode, the final in the 4 parts of The Return to Ragtag, Book 2.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Silly.